as we worship the Lord this morning. Son of my soul is what we're going to sing.
Son of my soul, thou Savior dear, it is not night if thou be near. O main of earth, born cloud arise, to hide thee from thy servant's eyes. When the soft dews of kindly sleep, my weary eyelids gently steep, be my last thought how sweet to rest forever on our Savior's blood. Amen. Let's stop here for a second. How many knew there was the tornado warning last night? How many were a little bit uneasy about it? Okay. All right. But whose hands are we in? God's hands. We're in God's hands. That's right. So He is the one who decides to keep us safe. And He is the one who's taking care of us. So He is the Son of our soul. So if you're just discouraged or struggling this morning, remember Jesus is the Son of your soul, and He will shine brightly as you speak to Him, as you talk to Him. And let us sing that third verse, 234 on the third.
Abide with me from morn till eve, for without thee I cannot live. Abide with me when night is nigh, for without thee I dare not die. Be near to bless me when I wake, ere through the world my way I take. Abide with
I mean, that was the first time you ever sung that one. Raise your hand. Okay. Wow, most of us. Okay, no wonder it was a little quieter, okay? But hey, you learned a new hymn today. Beautiful one, too. It's all the way back from, I believe, what was it, 1600 that was written? Beautiful song. All right, let us bow together in prayer as we begin this morning. Brother Daniel, would you lead us in prayer?
Our Heavenly Father, we are most thankful for another Sunday. We have the chance to worship you, to sing to you, to be grateful to you for the great salvation we have in
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, give us a ready heart for your word, a ready heart for your house, that we can please you with our thoughts, with our words, and with our hearts ready to listen to your voice. We praise your holy name in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Stay standing for our pledges. Come on up, pledge leaders, give us a hand as we do the pledges. What a great week we had at BBT this week. Exciting to see some of our friends saved and growing in the Lord. And a lot of work, but a great, great result as a result of the good work for the Lord. Messiah, help me out. Okay. Okay, go ahead, girl. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, to the Savior,
for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. Thank you. You may be seated. Great job, young people. How many learned at least 5 verses this week? Raise your hand.
I learned more than 5.
Okay. How many learned 10 verses at least this week? All right, good. How many learned 20 verses? You said 20 verses this week. 30, 40, 50. All right, good. Excellent. 55. 60. Anybody earn 65? Okay. All right, good job. Excellent job. Keep on hiding God's word in your heart. Let us at this time find out if there's any birthdays or anniversaries. Do we have anyone with a birthday anniversary this week? This week is July 7th through the 13th. Okay, we'll ask our ushers to come, our junior ushers to come at this time. Paul and Jonathan, if you can come at this time for our offering. As we give to the Lord of our tithes and offerings to God, Messiah, you might have to give him a hand. I think they're talking right now. All right. Good. All right, how many slept in yesterday? If you slept in a little bit, okay, to recover from the week. Okay, wow, no one had to sleep in. That means you guys are tough. And all right, let us bow together in prayer as we give to the Lord this morning.
Dear Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this offering you're about to receive, Lord. And thank you for keeping us all safe during the tornado warning last night.
All right, do we have any birthdays or anniversaries? None? Okay. This time we'll sing our kids' song. Let's see if we can teach them who has got a good song from this week that we did. What was one of those songs? Yes? Hebrews 13:8. All right, come on up. Help us out. Hebrews 13:8. Teens. That means teens are in charge of this one. And then we'll sing one of the kids' ones, too. So teens and kids, come on up. Share one of your verse songs with us. Teens, come on up. Jonathan, Paul, you're needed. You are needed. Don't worry, the sound system will be fine. All right, good. So Hebrews 13:8 is first, and then the kids, come on. I know you know the song, Armani. Come on, come on. Savon, I know you know this song. Keith, I know you know this song. Come on up. And then the kids will sing one of their verse songs too. All right, so let's give it a try together. Hebrews 13:8. Okay, start it out. Jesus Christ the same,
yesterday and today and forever, Jesus Christ the same. Hebrews 13:8, yesterday and today and forever, Jesus Christ the same.
Good, all right, now the kids...
We're doing a game with it.
Yeah, here we go.
Wrong key.
Wrong key. Okay, one more time in the right key. Yeah.
right, good. Now the kids' song, we'll do the Colossians, or no, we'll do the In My Father's House, however many mentions. Okay, John 14:2. In my Father's house are many mansions. Mama said, if it, come on, Alzina and Azaria, we need your help. Come on up. Come on, Azaria, we need your help. We can't sing without you. We need you, Azaria. Okay, so, to the tune of In My Father's House Are Many Mansions. All right, let's give it a try.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14, verse 2.
Very catchy, isn't it catchy? It's a nice song. All right. The Lord loves us so much, and He's preparing a wonderful place. How many have never lived in a mansion before? Okay, you never lived in a mansion. Okay, well, guess what? You got one up in heaven. And heaven is so big, we did the dimensions on it. It's half the United States, big and wide, but then it's the same tall. Can you imagine? So it's literally four-dimensional. We are only three-dimensional. Well, we're going to be four-dimensional up in heaven. We're going to be able to fly upward and downward and in and out and everywhere. It's going to be so cool. All right, so that's eye hath not seen nor ear prepared what the Lord, or eye hath not seen nor ear heard what the Lord hath prepared for them that love Him. So God says, you ain't seen nothing yet. That's what He's basically saying to us. All right, this time we'll dismiss. Any birthdays or anniversaries this week? July 8th or 7th through the 13th? No? No birthdays. Okay, this time you are dismissed to your Sunday school classes.
How are you doing, Pastor?
Good.
I flood over your place.
Yeah, well, we had a slight flood, but thankfully we had a plumber in-house. All right.
Yeah.
So we're thankful. The Lord provided. Yeah, that was giving me nightmares. Yes, if you don't mind going with the teens. The teens go with Mr. Daniel today. That would be great.
The guys, I met her. She came
down crazy. Miss Hannah can go with them too if she wants. If you can go with them if you want, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take some prayer requests. Who has some prayer requests for us? Okay, Eric.
Well, I'm a uncle.
All right.
The baby didn't came already. Her name is Dana, and my sister told me to pray for my family and her and me.
Okay.
She called last night, and I was praying for everybody in the church.
Wonderful. Let's pray for her. Okay, anyone else? James.
One of our staff at the group home, she had her baby boy. This guy named Mike was with Russell and them. He's in the hospital.
Okay.
Esther.
Yes, James. Jimmy.
Pray for my dad. My stepdad had EB, he has Lyme's disease.
Oh no. Okay, let's pray for him. Who else? Yes, Maria.
I would have asked to pray for my mom. She has been praying, but she's not doing well this week. So today, I think it's the Rosh, because I spoke to them today. The Rosh, they got to the hospital. She's not doing good. So.
Oh no.
Okay. Thank you.
And how, you said your mom's in France?
Yeah, she lives in France, but 5 years ago she was sick and ill, and we have a lot of problems getting nurse to take care of her. So we move her to France. So she's in France for like 5 years
now. So. Wonderful.
And I just take care of her and everything. So she only one to have a nurse to work outside the house, so she's at home all the time. So then she pick up my mom to take care of her. But now
it
looks like she's going down a little bit also.
Oh. Let's pray for her. What's your mom's name?
Josephine.
Josephine.
That was my mom's name also.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
yeah,
oh. Josephine.
Josephine, yeah.
That's a pretty name. Yeah.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Patty.
I have my cat scan tomorrow. And then next Monday I go see the therapy doctor.
Okay. He got a concussion 2 weeks ago, but now he's getting better from that, but now the doctor sees other things wrong, so they want to do some tests on him, and he won't kick in for his insurance till August, so pray for him. All right, and you said next week is the chemo doctor? Yes, Jimmy.
I know it's unusual to pray for a star or actor, but this 20-year-old I heard today that played on a Disney show called Jesse that played the brother Luke, his name's Cameron Boyce, he just had a seizure in his sleep and passed away.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. Let's pray for the Boyce family and the loss of this TV person. All right, anyone else? Eric.
I saw my two uncles, one playing in the band and one playing in the drums.
Okay.
Pray for them.
Okay. All right, yes, Carol. You had your hand up?
I didn't, but you at ESB, I guess.
Yes.
I do see a doctor about my foot tomorrow.
Okay. Let's pray for her. She has tell us what they saw, the bone spur and all.
I had an x-ray done, and they obviously bone spurs come in small, medium, and large. I didn't know that, but I have a moderate, a medium size, one in my left foot that has been very painful and very impeding to my walk.
And it's a medium.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's pray for them to know what to do. All right, anyone else? Yes, Essie.
I just found out that my sister passed away.
Oh, no.
And she was very sick. And
yes.
And then my daughter-in-law, she's still in the hospital. Kim,
okay. Yes. Anyone else? James.
Carol, are your girlfriend.
Okay.
And she's going to come to church next Sunday.
Okay. All right.
Geneva.
Yeah, her name is Geneva.
Geneva.
I can't remember that.
Geneva.
Okay, anyone else? Jimmy.
The worst thing I got to tell my staff that I've been getting non-stop stomach ache.
Okay. All right, Maria.
I'm sorry I have to ask again. I would like to just pray for myself because I went to the doctor because of my back and he found a fracture in my spine.
Ow.
So what happened is now I cannot tell him my job because if I tell him my job, they won't let me work it like that. So I have to wait for like 2 years before they know them because if I do, they won't let me work at all. So and doctors, I can retire them just because they have a seam just support just from the back too that they are seeing is breaking down quickly, so that they have to be careful. But I cannot tell him nothing for my job. job right now. I want to hold the guitar so I can, but they do a double anyway.
All right, let's pray for Maria for wisdom, guidance, and direction from the Lord, and for healing. All right, anyone else?
Pray for our star Ed. He's sick.
Okay. All right. Anything you want us to pray for, Dominique? Nice. Got a lot going on. Okay, pray for Dominique at work. They finally got some staff in, right? Okay, amen. So, getting trained. Who's having to train them all? Who's training them?
Everyone.
Everyone, okay. So praise the Lord, there's some staff. Anyone else? Okay. All right, anyone want to help me pray for some of these? Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else as well? Okay, Regina. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Just due to time, Eric, I think we'll just, I'll just go ahead. Okay? All right, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to bow before you and give you our problems and our prayer requests and our burdens, Lord. We thank you that you tell us to cast all our cares upon you. For you careth for us. Lord, we thank you so much for the care that you have for each one of us. We pray that you would be with these needs. We think especially of Eric with his two uncles, and thank you that he was able to see them again. We pray that you'd just help them to do well. We pray for the staff who had this baby boy. We pray you just bless them. Be with Mike and his needs, and be with Ed Eby as he has Lyme's disease. We pray that you'd help them to quickly be able to give him the medicines to help get that under control. We pray for Maria with her mom, Josephine, who is not doing well. Lord, we pray you just put your healing hands upon her over in France, that you would take care of her in a mighty way, that you would just raise her up to full health, Lord, for your honor and glory. We think also of Sammy for his salvation, Lord, that you would just save his soul and show him his need of Christ. We pray for Joey for his business. We pray you just be with him and help him to do well. We pray for Patty with her CAT scans this week. We pray you'd help them to go well. We pray for as she sees the chemo doctor next Monday. We pray you just give her good news there, Lord. We pray that you would just work all these things out for your honor and glory. We pray that you'd also be with Mike, Mike Snuffin, that you would heal him with his something that's wrong in his body, Lord. We pray you just put your healing hands upon him. And we pray for Cameron Boyce, for the family of this young man who passed away. Lord, we pray you just help everyone to see that they need Christ and they don't know him yet. We pray for Carol with her bone spur in her foot. We pray you just put your healing hands upon her, that would dissolve and get smaller. Lord, that you would just give the doctors wisdom to know exactly what to do in this situation. We pray for Essie with her, that you bless her and her family. We pray for her daughter-in-law, Kim, who's in the hospital. We pray you put your healing hands upon her. Pray for her stepsister's family that passed, Lord. We pray you just do a mighty work of comforting there and help any in the family who aren't saved yet to trust Christ. We pray for Geneva. We pray for Jimmy James as he brings her out to church. We pray that she would, if she's not saved, that she'd get saved, and if she is saved, that she'd grow in you. We pray for Jimmy's nonstop stomach aches. We pray you put your healing hands upon him. Pray for Maria with this fracture, Lord. We pray you just do a mighty work of healing in her body. We pray you just give Maria wisdom, guidance, and strength that she would know exactly what to do. And I pray you just show her, Lord. And I pray you to also heal her back in a mighty way and help her not to lift anything too heavy, Lord. And we pray you'd be with Ed with and the staff there. We pray you'd also be with Dominique with her work. Lord, we thank you that you are helping more workers come in so that she doesn't have to do it all, Lord. And I pray you just help them as they get trained, and most importantly, that she'll be able to give words of salvation to them, that they can know you as well. And we pray for Regina with her daughter and son. We pray you just put your healing hands upon them and raise them up and bring them out Lord, soon, and we pray for all of our families, Lord, that you would just do your mighty work in our families. We think, we thank you that Faith's ear infections are better. Thank you that she does not have to get tubes, Lord. We thank you for your healing touch in her body. And thank you for Elizabeth's getting better as well. And we thank you for your love. And thank you for the three souls that were saved this week. We pray you'd help them to grow. We pray for Jack and Julian and Josh to grow in you. Thank you that Aaliyah is growing in you and she loves you and she's just excited about growing in you, Lord. We thank you that the testimonies of salvation and the testimonies of growth were very big this week from BBT. We pray you bless us as a church so we can go forward for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, the three were saved this week. What a great blessing that was. And they are just excited about the Lord. And so that's exciting. All right, let's turn our Bibles as we continue looking in the Word of God about how the motivation for God, genuine love, now just is where we are, discovering our gifts. Peter identified two major categories of gifts. Let's go to 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11. 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11. Two major categories of gifts, speaking and serving gifts. He does not include the third major category, sign gifts, perhaps because those were temporary. They would end with the completion of the canon of Scripture and the close of the apostolic age. But he referred to this first to the speaking gifts, 1 Peter 4, 10, and 11. Okay, who would like to read those two verses for us? Okay, Dominique. Okay, so, okay, according to Peter, how many gifts do we have? And Paul as well. First Peter 4:10. What's that? Well, what word does he use there? No, as every man hath received the, what? The gifts. Okay, so how many gifts do we have? We have one spiritual gift. However, it's going to manifest itself in many different ways. Okay, one gift can go a lot of different ways. So don't just say, oh no, I only have one gift. No, you have one really incredible gift that can go many different ways. That can do many different things. Why? Because the Holy Spirit in you is going to multiply that gift, okay? And He can help us get better and better, even at other things which are not, we're not necessarily gifted at. We get better and better and better as we cultivate that one gift that we have. Okay, so let's look at them. The order does not imply that he considered the speaking gifts most important. It may simply reflect his own personal experience as a speaker. Okay, Peter definitely had a speaking gift, but it doesn't mean that the serving gifts are not important. He's just first starting with, okay, this side, you're the crazy chemist. Okay, quick, run around this side, real quick, as fast as you can. Oh, wait, I forgot, we're not in BBC anymore. Okay, they like that kind of stuff. I don't like that kind of stuff anymore. I'm getting too old for it, I think. My body doesn't want to do it as fast anymore. So it's fun that the kids can have some fun, be excited, and then the rest of us take a nap in the afternoon. That's about what it adds up to. All right, so the speaking gifts. Okay, verse 10. Peter cautions his readers that the exercising of one's spiritual gift is an act of stewardship. Spiritual gifts are a trust given to believers to employ in the service of God for the good of others in the church. Those with speaking gifts are to remember that they are stewards of the Word of God and of the manifold grace of God. The speaking category includes a variety of gifts. All operate to meet needs, mental, emotional, and spiritual. The gift of the list of gifts in Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 4 all include the speaking gifts. Okay, let's look at them. Number one, in Romans 12 we have teaching. He that teacheth. Okay, let's go over there. Romans 12. He that teacheth on teaching. Okay, that teaching refers to the impartation of truth. Okay, it's the impartation of truth, and it may be done either in a formal setting such as preaching or an informal setting such as one-on-one instruction. But the ultimate intent is the same, that the listener come to a better understanding and deeper appreciation of the Word of God. One who is so gifted is fulfilled simply by the communication of the truth. Okay, that someone with the gift of teaching, they like just teaching the Word of God, and they love to impart truth to someone else. And they get fulfilled in that. Okay, let's go to the next one. Romans 12 and verse number 8. He that exhorteth on exhortation. Okay, these are the speaking gifts. Okay, that it sometimes it helps to have them categorized as such, so that you know which ones they are. Speaking gifts. Okay, exhortation. Okay, this suggests a more personal use of the Word of God in a more specific context. Okay, the word is a translation of a Greek word which sometimes is translated comfort in our Bible. Its root meaning is probably better understood in our culture by the word encouragement. Okay, encouragement, comfort. Okay, this is a more personal teaching. It's, the original word literally means to come along, called alongside to help. The gift of exhortation is given to believers to come alongside other believers and be of help to them in a time of need. It may be in an emotional crisis, okay? That a lot of times we as Christians have emotional crisis. Or it may be in a time of mental crisis. We all break down at times mentally, or it may be in a spiritual crisis. And it's so important that that person with the gift of encouragement that we seek them out, or they seek us out, one of the two, and you can that they can help be a help in that time of need. It may be a time of loneliness or discouragement. Maybe a time of grief or loss. The emphasis of the gift is obviously on comfort in these kind of situations. Okay, loneliness, grief. Okay, so someone with the gift of exhortation is more of a one-on-one teacher, one-on-one encourager. Someone with the gift of teaching, they don't mind if it's one person or if it's many, but they're more interested in imparting truth. they're not necessarily going to be your exhorter. However, we can do any one of these things. We can. At times, we will be called on to be this kind of person. How many have ever done that for someone? When someone died, you were right there for them. You stuck to them like glue as they were going through their grieving process. Okay, good. That means you were there for them. You helped them during that time of emotional and physical and mental problems. And you were their encourager. You may not have that gift, but you did it anyway. Why? Because the Lord used you, and you did it in an incredible way. Okay, so it comes a little easier and naturally to those who have the gift of exhortation. Okay, let's discuss some instances in our church where individuals are in need of encouragement. Okay, let's... Anything that comes to mind, instances in our church where people are in need of encouragement. Anything come to mind? How about with Ethan's wedding? Was it important that at least one of us showed up to Ethan's wedding?
Yes.
Why?
Support,
good. So way out in the middle of the nowhere in Illinois, in the cornfields of Illinois, there's the nearest Walmart was like 20 minutes away. Okay, I guess that's not that bad. But there was literally nothing around there. You had to drive to get, you know, 7, 8, 7, 10 miles to get to like a Dollar General, something like that. Okay, so do you think it was important for Ethan to know that he was cared for by his home church?
Yes,
absolutely. And so it was, you know, it was inconvenient, it was expensive, but you know what? It's important that we do that, those kind of things. Why?
It's worth it.
Because they need encouragement. You know, he and Shay are just starting out in the very important relationship of marriage. So they need to know their home church is behind them as well. And I was touched because my mom and stepdad came all the way out too. They, of course, did many things while they were there. They have two sons who live in Wisconsin, so it worked out good for them. Only like an hour or two away from there. So they're able to kill many birds with one stone. But it was important, it's neat that Ethan's pastor when he was little, all the way up to about age 10, was my dad. So it's neat that my mom was representing that part of his childhood. Okay. So he had all representation there. So, and then his college pastor was there. And Shay's pastor was there. So he had many, many different pastors represented there. All right, yes, who had your hand up? Carol, you had your hand up? No? That was Patty. Okay, I'm sorry, Carol. I keep zeroing in on you. You get blamed for everything. All right, go ahead, Patty. Amen. Amen. And many different people. Amen. People came out of the woodwork for Patty. That's important. Who else? Any other things that we need encouragement in, or maybe cards, visit, chores, errands, food, etc. That yes, Carol.
Once again, you must have been reading my mind because I am not too proud to say that with what I am going through with Roy, I need encouragement.
Mm. Amen. So. There's a need in the church, okay? Brother Roy is going downhill physically, okay? And he needs our encouragement. And Sister Carol needs our encouragement, okay?
Yep.
Just like Carol's been there for you for things, well, now this is her time. Yep. She needs you. So now's not the time to hide, but to go over. Visit Carol. Visit Roy. Give her a call. Let her know that she's being prayed for. Okay? Why? This is her time of need in life. And we all go through those phases in life that we need help. And we need someone else. Well, this is now Sister Carol's time. So let's let her know how much we love her and appreciate her and ask her if we can do anything. Yes, Eric.
Well, I feel... Like you say, I give to the church, and the church needs help, so that's why I'm here.
Amen.
For all these people.
Amen. Amen. That's good. You could serve. That's right. Yes.
Just
too.
Good, wonderful. It's important we show up when somebody's in the hospital. Anyone else? Okay, alright, so keep it in your mind. On the other hand, the time of need may be one of spiritual laxity or apathy, wherein the individual needs to be exhorted, encouraged to stir up the gift and get to work. Paul used the gift of exhortation to motivate the Roman Christians to fulfill their spiritual responsibility. Let's go over there to Romans 12, 1. We're already there. Romans 12, 1 and 2. How did Paul exhort the Roman Christians to fulfill their spiritual responsibility? Here in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Who would like to read that for us? Carol?
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Okay. So notice a lot of times in the epistles, Paul will use certain terms like I beseech, or I exhort, or I comfort, or I pray. What are those words? Those are important words of confrontation or exhorting. And that's what he uses to motivate the Roman Christians to fulfill their spiritual responsibility. And in Ephesians 4:1, let's go over there. Ephesians 4:1. Okay, so sometimes the exhorter, we all need to be encouragers / rebukers, okay? Sometimes the exhorter is needed to kind of take the person by the spiritual collar, not physically. Don't physically take anybody by the collar and say, hey, wake up, you're not coming to church, what's going on? Hey, do you need some help? What's going on? You know, but they need that spiritually. Why? Because the devil is trying to get into their life, and their flesh is giving in, and they're getting weak, and they're getting discouraged, and they stop reading their Bible, and they stop praying, and so they need us to come alongside and stir them up spiritually. Ephesians 4:1. Who wants to read that one for us? Who's got it? Okay, Patty?
I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
Okay. So what is this? What is he saying here to the Ephesian believers? How is he exhorting them? What's he telling them to do? Good. To walk worthy of the vocation with your cause. Walk worthy of the Lord. Now's not the time to act like the world. You know, don't you know Jesus coming back? You know, with that tornado last night, it kind of makes us take a little bit of stock, right? How many heard about the tornado? Who didn't hear about the tornado? Okay. Oh, Maria was blissfully happy. Were you working?
No. By the way, yesterday I have a problem at my job, and I come back and I decided I was so exhausted and tired, and somebody came over for me. She went up to get there at 7 o'clock. I was supposed to go into 7 this morning. I told them I have to go to church. I haven't been to church. You guys, please help me. Finally, a friend find somebody else for me, and I went to home, but I was so tired. I got home. I went to right away in the shower and went to bed. That's all I did. I get up today at 7 o'clock.
Wonderful.
And I say, a whole night, I didn't hear about the tornado. I didn't hear anything.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You were asleep during the whole thing.
I was asleep. I have a tornado today. That's why I talk about it.
Well, a warning, tornado warning.
Warning.
Because it was so hot and so muggy, and there was big thunderstorms coming from Hamilton area. And it could have been really bad.
Yep.
They had a tornado in Mount Laurel? Flipped a car? Wow. Is that what you were going to say? Her house got hit by lightning? The stove started smoking. Whoa. Oh, man, what a mess. What a mess. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, that it kind of makes you take stock, right? Last night, as you're huddled in the house there, and you're thinking, okay, if a tornado takes out our house, you know, you have to get right with the Lord, right? It's important. You have to be thinking about the Lord. It has to be, you know, we should always be ready, because maybe it's not a tornado. Maybe the Lord comes back for us this week and raptures us up, you know? We need to be ready for Him to come back, because life is so brief, and we don't know when our time is going to be to go and meet Him. Yes, Eric.
Pastor.
Yes.
That which the Lord talking to us.
Yes, that's for sure. You know it. The Lord was saying to us, hey, you down there in South Jersey, you better, you know, think about me. You know, I'll bet a lot of unsaved people were praying last night, too.
Yeah.
They were like, Lord, if you're there, I want to, you know, there, people, it woke everyone up. Why? Well, you don't normally get tornadoes. We don't normally get anything bad here. Hurricane every now and again, but not anything bad. So it's waking us up to the fact that, hey, life is brief. Can you imagine how unsaved people dealt with that? Some of them, you know, they not very well. You know, they pull their hair out. They get so scared, and they don't know what to do. Well, that's because God is trying to get our attention. And so we need to let Him get our attention. And so here, Paul got the attention. He said, walk worthy of the vocation with your call. We're not always going to be here. We're pilgrims. We're just a passing through. This world is not our home. We got to be ready. And for the next world to come, which is eternal life. Within the context of the local church, the gift of exhortation continues its ministry of challenging people to action that they might submit themselves to God and obey His word. Okay, the next gift is in Ephesians 4:11. The next gift is the gift of pastoring. Pastoring. Okay, Ephesians 4:11 says, and He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Okay, the actual grammatical construction of verse 11 suggests that one is gifted as a pastor teacher. Since the concept of pastoring is that of shepherding, the burden of the pastor teacher is to oversee the flock and see that its needs are met. Okay, so it's important that the pastor-teacher, that's an added gift or an added administration from the Lord. So, you know, I already had a spiritual gift, you know, before the Lord called me to pastor, but then He equipped me because I would be called to be a pastor. He also equipped me, to be a teacher as well, a pastor or an over-shepherd teacher, to make sure that the flock is okay and see that its needs are met. Okay, a good example is the ministry of the Lord as our shepherd, Psalm 23. Taking Christ as the example for effective tending of the sheep, a pastor is one who will feed, teach. Okay, so it's important that the pastor feeds the flock, okay, feed the Word of God, and then along with feeding or teaching the word, lead, okay, taking the oversight thereof, and then thirdly, to also meet the needs of the congregation. While gifted as a teacher, he will not simply be satisfied with providing food, he will be concerned that the congregation eat it and stay healthy. Thus, he does not fulfill his ministry simply by imparting the truth of Scripture, but by seeing to it that the believers assimilate it and live it. Make sure the sheep are eating. the spiritual food. You didn't know I had that job, did you? It's a good thing to be reminded of. It's not enough for me just to give it to you on Sunday, or Wednesday night, or Sunday night, but to then say, okay, how are you doing? Are you actually getting it on your own during the week? Okay, so that's why it's so important that we help each other. Let us bow together in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time this morning to be reminded of some of the speaking gifts and the serving gifts and the other gifts. Lord, we thank you that you have given us what we need to live our Christian lives. Help us to love one another. Help us to be there for one another. Lord, we pray especially for Maria at this time with her back. We pray you just put your healing hands upon her back. This vertebrae would heal quickly, Lord. But we pray most importantly that you give her the wisdom to know exactly what to do with her job, Lord. We do not want her at risk. We do not want her possibly making it worse. Lord, we pray that you would just help her just to know exactly what to do, what to say, what not to say. But Lord, we pray that you would just help her back to heal and that she would not do anything that would make it worse, Lord. And we pray you just give her guidance, the wisdom and direction from you. And we ask for your healing touch. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, 15 minutes. We'll be back. I think there's coffee in there.